Blog Talk Radio.
Man, I'm getting tired of that intro, because that intro, somebody let a bitch get away. That's when I had Trey Lavish, you know. And I guess I thought it was cool. But that, fuck that intro. I don't think I'm going to ever let it play again. I'm going to put something else there, because shit, I ain't let no bitch get away with nothing. Oh, hell. I didn't mean to hang that phone up. God damn it. I hung that motherfucker up with fucking. Welcome to the show. You know, it's the fly show for real men or young wannabe real men. You know, I'm your host, Rosebud Bitter Jones. Shit. Man, I always give it to you straight. Straight laced with no chase. Because that's the way you got to have it. You don't want watered down stuff. I'm telling you, 98% of your problems is because the way you think is watered down from the way you should think as a man. But I'm telling you guys, I mean, your mamas is cool, but they raised you like how to be a punk. That's just all it is to it. They didn't mean to harm you. They just was trying to protect women in the future. They didn't want you growing up like they pops, like your pops. You know, and so they just was doing it. I mean, you motherfuckers know my qualifications. I ain't just talking shit. I got two masters. A master. And I have two BAs. And a PhD. And my master's and shit ought to show you, or at least it should prove to you, that I am qualified to talk to you about hella more than just pimping. So, this show, you know, this show is brought to you by AskRosebud.com. Now, I'm kind of low-key right now because I'm really trying to wait on something to happen. But that's okay. You know, you can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud. You can hit me, askrosebud@gmail.com. You know, Rosebud got two D's in it. And whatever you do, don't sleep on my MP3s. No, I ain't talking about the conversation MP3s. I'm talking about the ones in my book. Oh, my goodness. It's continually selling, and I'm just loving it. Now, this show, you know, is about real answers. Real answers to your questions. And if you don't have no questions, then I guess I ain't going to have no answers for you. That means you got to listen to me talk shit all day, or at least for the whole show. I want you motherfuckers to understand that we don't demand shit when you actually get to the level that I'm trying to get you to. You don't demand nothing. You won't even have to ask for shit when you're around with me. I'm telling you, and it's truth that I'm telling you. You won't even have to ask for or demand shit from a woman if you had your shit together. If you know how to show her without talking shit that you have your shit together. Now, if you don't already know this and you want to learn it, of course, you know my course. But I'm saying, for those of you that already have it, I'm going to just talk like all y'all got it. I'm saying, the only thing you got to do is use just a few of the techniques from my course to show who you are, or to enhance what you're showing of yourself. And you'll be able to see that this stuff will do a lot of speaking for you. Now, I always have said, I might have this jury, that jury. I might be driving a Rolls Royce. That fucking shit don't speak for me. I always told you material shit can't say shit for you. But at the same time, I've always told you your actions speak hella loud. And I'm talking about your actions right now. See, the thing about me and what I'm trying to show you is that if you do employ these techniques, no matter how you look at it, you're going to see that my course is full of the right kind of goddamn game you need to have. And you can take this shit with you. It ain't no one-time use and whatever. No. Because I'm the kind of motherfucker, I ain't asking you or no other motherfucker. I ain't caring. I ain't finna do nothing criminal. So I guess I ain't gonna go to jail. But what I'm saying is, I take what I want. I take what I want from life. I take what I want from people. But the only thing I want from people is their respect. So, you know, that's all I take from people. Because I don't wait on nobody to give me respect. I wish I would wait on somebody to give me respect. And let me tell you something, only if I want to. Only if I want to, because I have so much of it that I don't need some of it, then I'm going, you know, if I want to, give it to somebody who I think deserves it. But I ain't obligated to do it, is what I'm saying. Everything I do is because I seriously want to do it. I want to be kicking it with y'all. Man, if y'all want to call in, 657-383-0809 is the number. I got hella shit to talk about tonight. This going to be some dope, as usual, because that's what we do, talk about problems in the game of life. We all have them. But what we really kick it about is how to deal with them and how to deal with them and keep your nuts. And we go travel or progress up the ladder of success, as long as we're thinking along these lines. Now, the last week, though, shit, we was kicking it. We got into it. This mother. Hold on, man. Let me turn this shit down. This motherfucker. Okay. Anyway, last week we got into some shit, and it was cool. And I hope you didn't think it was gonna be any different, cause it is. Cause that's what we got. We got a station where we can really kick it. We ain't got to hold no punches. You ain't got to be scared, although a lot of you are. But still, you ain't got to be scared. We got a station that we can really kick it on. And, you know, people be emailing me with long paragraphs of their life to ask me a damn question. And most of it is just they want me to go deeper in, you know, into what I'm talking about, whichever particular part of it they are asking about at that point. But I don't ever do it. Because that's what this show is about. Why would you wait till whatever and email me? That don't make no sense to me. But if that's what you want to do, that's what you do. See, I don't answer that shit. There's a lot of you motherfuckers that really listen to this shit I'm saying. And there's a lot of you just, I mean, a really lot, I'm proud to say. There's a lot of you that have changed your lives. The shit that you didn't learn, along with what you learned to do from the course, have actually changed your life. And I'm very happy to say that I hope a lot more of you motherfuckers try it just to see. Now, I really want to know, as far as what I want to talk about, is where your understanding is in the game of catch. I mean, it's all broke down. Everything has a category. Now, if you want to catch, You could put it in the same category as knowing where the eat at, or you can separate those categories. And I'm of the belief that if I separate the categories, I'm going to get more out of what I'm looking at because I'm going to be able to focus on that particular category. And I'm saying catching is something you have to understand has a life of its own. And if you don't know that, you ain't going to understand what I'm going to say. Now, you got to remember now, the shit I speak about is for the working Joe and the motherfucker who make you want to catch a hoe. The fact of the matter is, all them motherfucking bitches are alike. There ain't no sense in trying to separate or categorize what the fuck they are or who they are. That's what y'all do. Oh, that's a 10. Oh, she's a 5. Man, if the bitch got 2 legs, 10 toes, and 2 feet, 10 fingers, and motherfucking 2 hands, 2 eyes, a nose, a mouth, I don't give a fuck if her face got a scar on it, if she a little bit fat or whatever. Because motherfuckers like them always. The only thing that they be seeing in whoever they like is a certain level of confidence along with that bitch's attractiveness, whatever that is. I know this shit, but I put this shit in any motherfucking bitch head that fuck with me. Period. You ain't gonna just sit your ass up around me and talk to me and don't get no game. If you don't know how to represent how you look, then how the fuck you want me to feel about how you look? Because the fact of the matter is, the way you look is all me or any other motherfucker can see. So if you plexing on it, you better do something about it. See, I don't be running from shit. I kick him with a bitch like that. And the bitch either want to fuck with me or not. Because after I say all that shit to her, I'll tell her, look her in her motherfucking face and tell her, baby, look, I done already seen you. Period. Good, bad, and the ugly. And I still want to fuck with you if you can stand it. I'm a go. When I get back, you be ready to get my money, be ready to go home, or you ain't even got to be here if you're ready to go home. Because I'm going to let you know. Can't be plexing on how you look. You can't be plexing on none of that goddamn shit if you want to fuck with me, bitch, because I want to fuck with you. Not how you look. And what I'm saying, when you establish this, immediately with a bra. Do you know what you've done? No, you don't. You don't know what you've done for yourself and how what you did will affect this woman. Because you don't science on shit. You just do shit. And none of you would do what I just said any motherfucking way. But if you had the nuts to do that shit, you would have taken a 400-pound gorilla off this bitch back, and you would have increased her chances, excuse me, of remaining with you tenfold. Why? Because just by telling her straight up what time it is, she gonna not think. Otherwise, what I'm saying is I remember I had a big old fat bitch. Bitch wore a 28 dress. Shit. I mean, you know, I was young in the game and I knew I can't be, you know, denying no bitch if she wanna pay me, so I was gonna be embarrassed, but you know what I'm saying? I took baby, woo woo woo. And first night, she come in like with $80. Then I told that bitch, look, I ain't telling you this because you're a big old fat bitch, because I like your big luscious ass. But if you go pay me like a big insecure fat motherfucker, then you may as well take your motherfucking ass home, big old bitch. I like your big old motherfucking ass, and I ain't been the fuck with you if you a punk. Is you a punk? That bitch said no. Well, you know what to do. And I turned around and left. And that she didn't start getting it the next day. But the bitch got like 200 or 300 or some shit. And it increased up, you know, to regular traps. Just like them fine ass, not just like it, but you know, good money. But what I'm saying is, what that bitch had did was learned about herself. Because she the one that hit me to how many motherfuckers be out there that like big bitches. I don't like no big old bitch like that. So when I see one, I'm thinking shit. And you know what I start saying? When niggas say, Bud, you got that big old bitch? And I would say, yeah, motherfucker, and she pay like she weigh. Ha! Can't cap on me. I ain't gonna let you make me, you know, can't motherfucker say nothing cause or whatever. Yeah, I got that big old bitch. You better wish your bitch weighed as much as she did, because your bitch paid as much as she weighed. 100-pound motherfucker. God damn it, don't get me started. You don't want to hear me. You don't, none of you motherfuckers want to fuck with me. I ain't bad. I can't even fight. But I got a Uzi, a double barrel Uzi. I'm going to slice your motherfucking ass up with these words I have. And what I'm also saying is this same Uzi will shoot a bitch and hit her with so much confidence building material that's just like that big old fat bitch. Go out there and get it, because all she knows, because I asked her, you know what else I asked her? I said, baby, how much do your pussy weigh? She said, huh? I said, how much do your pussy weigh? And she said, oh, no. I was, yeah, of course you don't. Have you ever weighed your pussy? Have you ever tried to weigh your pussy? And she said, no. I said, well, damn, what color is it? Bitch said pink. And I was like, do you know any bitch in the world whose pussy ain't pink? And the bitch said no. Now this bitch didn't know what I was saying. And I'm sure you lame ass motherfuckers don't know what I'm saying. But when I broke it down to her like this, baby, them motherfuckers out there to get some pussy. It depends on who you are and where you coming from. If they gonna get yours or not. Shit. Man, that bitch started buying the right outfit, sashing her big old ass down. The motherfuckers would say, damn, look at that big elephant looking motherfucker while they was pulling on. Who cares what they think? What I'm saying is, you gotta know what to tell a woman. You can't just be at her and just be talking. If your shit ain't going nowhere, you ain't going nowhere. That's why it's so fucking hard for you to catch. You don't know how to drop a line on that man's shit. Hold on, man. I'm getting these fucking hiccups. All right, man. I had to drink some water. See, you motherfuckers don't know what catches. Sure, it is what you say, but it's really how the fuck you say it. What the fuck you're actually saying, where the fuck that shit is going. You guys don't think of none of that shit, because all you want to do is get some motherfucking pussy. Man, I don't blame you. Some of the bitches be fine like that. If you think that's all it takes to get a bitch is to want a fucker, shit. What I'm saying is this. I'm a firm believer. I believe that if you got to read shit for your game, or if you got to watch videos for your game, you're going to have a hard time unless you're really a real motherfucker. Let's say you crippled, you can't get out your damn wheelchair, so you got to read and watch videos, and you're a real motherfucker, which I know motherfuckers like that, because when they call me and tell me they crippled, I hit them with my shit for free, all of it. And I tell them, the only thing you got to do, motherfucker, is going to be playing. I ain't gonna hit you with it all right now. I'm gonna hit you with whatever I hit them with, part one and two. And when they hit me back and tell me what's going on in part one and two, then I think it's cool. I hit them with three and four, and so on and so on. And why do I do that? Because, you know, them motherfuckers crippled. So, I mean, you know, they might have money. I don't even ask them. They crippled. And don't think you motherfuckers can hit his shit. And I get flooded with some goddamn, you guys, you motherfucker. And I get flooded with some, oh, I'm crippled, paraplegic. They have a certain language that they talk. And I know it. So you can try me if you want to. I bust your ass quick, fast, and in a hurry. So I really not saying that you shouldn't know how to read. Or you shouldn't know the importance of knowing how to read. And I ain't saying you shouldn't know how to comprehend. So I'm not saying none of this stuff that you're going to start flooding your head with because I said what I said. If you need to read or look at videos to get game, you ain't getting none. Because what I'm saying is if you need to read in order to elevate your game, you ain't got no game in the first place. Because this type of game, the game of knowing how to mentally control women, this shit is not to be found in any book that you can read. You can watch my videos, and you can hear or see me saying it, that ain't going to show you how to deal with no goddamn woman that's going to tell you what to do. But unless I'm filming me walking down the street, then I run into a bitch and talk to her, and then all this shit is filmed, that's the only way you're going to see how. Unless, of course, you take your scary ass out there with this information and put it to work for your ass like they do at SWU. You guys don't understand what I'm doing. I don't care. Stay on the fringe. I don't fucking care. I only care when your ass wake up and you want to learn something. Bring your ass to SWU and let's go. What the fuck took you so long? That's all I'm going to be thinking about. I'm telling you, there's thousands and thousands of goddamn books out there claiming to be able to show you how to catch a motherfucking bitch. You can't, man, you cannot lie. You know there's thousands of guys. You didn't bought 10 or 20 of them. You can't get from books or videos or any kind of media. You can't get the kind of savvy you need. You can't get the kind of understanding of conversation you need. You can't get none of that. I'm telling you, even if a motherfucker writes down word for word what to say, how to do it, you're going to be reading words. You're not going to be reading how to say this and that, how to combine these two words here, how to make this sentence flow so it doesn't sound like a song. You don't, you ain't learning none of that shit. So what you're learning is nothing, but you are getting information. And that's what reading is going to do for you. I mean, you can learn how some other motherfucker used his charm and his wit and even his skill in catching wind. But you can't mimic that motherfucker entirely. You can't mimic his personality. So the way he used his charm, wit, and skill matches his personality. And maybe this is why he catches. Well, it ain't no maybe to it. If he catches, it is. That is why. But what I'm saying is why you can't read up on catching. You have to be out there making real-time mistakes and learning from them. But that's the big problem for you guys, because you don't learn from them. Your feelings get hurt. The only thing you can get from reading is a number of different ways to say or think the same thing. And who in the fuck cares if you know a whole bunch of ways to say what's up? Okay. So what? That ain't gonna catch you no woman. Reading has fundamental value. And that's about all it has for you. A fundamental value. And by no means am I saying you should not read different material about life. And by no means am I saying or implying you should be a dummy. I ain't no fucking dummy. I didn't read hella shit. I done told you about my degrees. I'm an A student. I ain't no fucking bum student. But what you gotta understand is none of that shit means shit. I mean, it absolutely don't mean shit when it comes to catching a broad. And then when it comes to elevating your game, you do want to know 50 ways to say one thing, all right. But you learn which things they are to say in the field. Even if it was listed in the book and you memorized the list, you wouldn't be able to take it out there and do it. This is what is funny to me, because none of you believe this shit, but then you'll keep doing what you're doing from here to eternity, and for the next 5-10 years, you might be listening to me if God bless me, believe. Because I'm going to be on here kicking this shit, same shit. You know why? Because it's real. And I know, in reality, you only need to know you are thinking about concerning catching. That's all you need to know if you want to catch a broad. Nah, that's too easy, bud. No, that's the truth. Not even difficult, but what takes effort is learning that that's all you need to be concerned with. And then concern yourself with it. No. you rather concern yourself with all the distracting bullshit your ass more than concern yourself with, and then argue with me why this is good shit to concern. Well, man, fuck you. Concern yourself with that shit. That's going to keep you from catching. I fucking know how to catch. My fucking woman and me split up. And she, I called her when I had bitches with me. I ain't up here being lonely. I'm up here being alone by choice, motherfucker. And if you want to fuck with me, you better hurry up and make your mind up and get your ass up here. Because if you keep fucking with me, I'm going to have a harem up in this motherfucker. Why? Because I know how to catch. I know how to talk. And I ain't finna tell now bitch now lie. I just ain't finna do it. I ain't finna motherfucking do it because I ain't got to. The truth is going to make you not want to fuck with me. Hurry up and get the hell out of my goddamn house. Now, if you want to have, you know, a vast knowledge of, you know, written material, I mean, by all means, read. But you need a practical understanding of women to catch a bitch. And there's no hidden ridicule, you know, that I have about your desire to read, you know, especially if you read and elevate your knowledge. I'm just speaking on, you can't read up on any real game to catch, excuse me, to catch a woman. And if you do read, that's all you're going to do is read it. You're certainly not going in any way use it. So I'm saying a lot of negative shit about you motherfuckers right now. But I'm not really talking down to you. I'm not really talking about you. I'm trying to make you face some cold, hard facts that every motherfucker in SWU face, because each one of them motherfuckers got, some of them have every one of y'all shit. Man, hold on these heat cuts. Yeah. Okay. But what I'm saying is them fools in SWU, they know. They know nothing means anything to them except for what they think. That's why they always think it. Because I challenge their ass. What is you thinking? The motherfucker saying, I'm going to ask you, what the fuck that means? Because they don't just think. They critically think. And they do that in seconds. In a matter of a second. No. They do it in a matter of a few seconds. That's because they just now learned to do it. But by the time they graduate, they're going to be doing it in a nanosecond. Some fraction of 1 second, they're going to be the thought of 38 goddamn thousand ways to handle this one situation. And then motherfuckers ain't going to be scared to choose one out of 38,000. Why? Because they got straight confidence in what they think. That's the dope I'm peddling. If you want to know how to catch a motherfucking bitch, you better fuck with 1,000 bitches every month. And you better be willing to be told no 999 times. And when you get that one, your ass supposed to feel like you don't even remember those 999 no's. You know why? Because you're going to start all over next month. Getting that 1,000 motherfuckers. You ain't happy because some bitch said okay. You know the odds is in your favor if you shoot a lot. this is how you learn how to catch a girlfriend, a hoe, or any other type of woman you want. You get out and you put the work in, which is learning what you need to learn in order to catch. You got to learn the tricks of the trade that's going to work for you. And all that depends on where you coming from. You ain't got to be coming from where I'm coming from. You just got to be coming from some motherfucking where, and I hope your ass know where that is. Because what you don't know, when you got all this information in you, your conversation is the catch. That's the only thing you need is to be able to talk to this bitch. That's all you need. That's all my motherfucking students need. They ain't need no perfect environment. What's perfect? Breathing, motherfucker, that's perfect. Now get your ass out and do it. You ain't supposed to be tripping about no sound and life or being accepted as or got some goddamn crazy shit in your head. I allow these students of mine to say or state what they believe. And I don't argue with them. But I do let them see that I do write or respond stating the nonsense in what they're saying. And it's up to them. Man, I don't give a fuck if you want to believe that shit you say. Keep believing it. You the one needed something. That's why you came in here. And let me ask you this. And this is what always gets them, fellas. Is this what you was thinking before you came in? And if they be honest, it's always yes. So if this is what you was thinking before you came in and you never caught no bitches, why would you even want to keep thinking the same thing? So you got to be calm and make sense of the virus. Just like when you talking to a bitch. You got to be calm because your conversation is the catch. If you're told to do or say this and you do it, it more or less won't come off smooth enough to catch a brawl. It is something that caught a brawl, the dude that used it, but everything about him along with what he said is what caught the brawl. Because believe me, I know anything you say can catch the bra. As long as you know how to put your body language to work. Oh, I forgot. We learning that shit too. You just got to understand that any usable knowledge is what you learn in the pursuit of your craft. Whatever it is, that shit you reading ain't doing you no good unless you using it trying to be a better pool player or you trying to be a better sprinter or not a better cat. The only thing work for that is getting out this shit and a whole bunch of bitches for your motherfucking day. Fuck that bitch that told you no. You only concerned about that bitch that say yeah, cause she out there. How do you think a pimp come up? Broke, stinking, hungry, ain't got no bitch. Motherfucker think like you, motherfuckers, he wouldn't even be talking to no bitches. A motherfucker fucking every bitch he see. As soon as one of them try to act like they ain't listening, he know they acting too hard, so he really gonna get at her. She ain't even listening. She ain't even looking at him. He's still at her, whispering behind her while he walking at her till she get on the bus and leave. He don't care. That's work to him. Keeping him busy, taking up some time. Because he broke, spanking, and hungry. Why he going to be looking for anything else to do if he's trying to be out there? This is how you guys should be thinking about what you're doing. I'm not talking about being a pimp. I'm talking about whatever the fuck your craft is, you should be like this about it. I can't help. I was a pimp. So damn near every goddamn example I give is going to have something to do with catching a hoe. But that don't mean that's what I'm talking about. Talking about catching a motherfucking hoe. I don't give a fuck if you're a hoe or not. If I'm going to catch you, I'm catching you. See, I mean, to me, if you do anything else, with information, you're just wasting your time. If this information is not usable in the pursuit of your craft, you're just wasting a lot of your time. And believe me, I know this to be a true fact. And you ain't going to catch no woman because you have a big vocabulary. Now, if you do, because there is punks out there, if you do, I'll bet you probably even get off Facebook or some other kind of punk way, meet her in some kind of dating group or whatever. So you guys sit up around these fake ass broads and you say shit that you know think is cool and you know expect them to magically get real. These broads is fake. And you need to understand and accept it. They fake. The shit just ain't going to happen. What's going to happen is you got to make them get real. That's why you got to have all this shit I'm saying prepared to shoot at her in succession. Man, I'm so... You guys just... I wish I could... No, I know. You couldn't say what I said as smoothly as I said. Excuse me. I'm just saying... The shit you guys be expecting, it's silly. How do I get this broad to consistently break bread with me? I get shit like that. Oh, I got somebody that actually got a real question. What's up, man? 347.
Hey, what's up, man? You caught my, yeah, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I got
you. Cool. Yeah, you was just talking. Okay, cool. You was talking about when Ism was on the track and he getting at the bitch. Now that's sweating. That's heavy sweating. At what point?
No. Let me tell you what sweating is, bro. Just listen. Okay. Don't try to tell me some shit. Listen. Sweating a bitch. You can only sweat a bitch when she. Let's say I said she ain't listening to me and she walking down the street and I'm following her. That's working. But if she turn around and go the other way, and I turn around and go the other way, I'm sweating her then. If she's a hoe and she's walking down the street and some motherfucker pull up and he kind of look up and see me and she don't get it, I'm sweating her then. I wasn't sweating that bitch. This is a square ass motherfucker getting on the bus. Now that's a whole nother situation, bro. Do you see that?
Yeah, I do.
So what I'm saying to you, man, this is what's going on with you guys. You guys don't care. You just use words. Words are powerful, man. That's how come I catch. I know what to say. I ain't finna use no silly word where this bitch can misunderstand it. I ain't finna let her go nowhere but where my conversation is leading if she follows. And if she don't follow, my conversation is going to show me that she ain't following. Which at that point, why the fuck I want to fuck with this bitch? Everything I think is a system, man. And I use it. I don't give a goddamn when I'm talking. I use it on dudes. I use it on my show, you know, or whatever. I use my system. You know why? Because it's sharp. You know why it's sharp? It covers all bases. And you know why it does that? because I critically think. I don't just talk. A lot of you guys used to hearing people just talk. And when you say something to them, they all, you ain't going to ever hear me do that. I'm never going to be stumped. I think at lightning speed. And I'm glad. I'm 65 years old, and I'm still able to do that. I don't give a goddamn if whoever called me and whoever pressed one right now, you can't ask me anything that's going to take me a nanosecond to answer correctly and give you guidance. Why? Because I think like this, bro. I ain't bragging. I'm trying to tell you I'm teaching motherfuckers to do this at SWU. Let me ask you something, bro. Who thinks faster, a computer or your brain?
Your brain.
That's right. So what I'm saying is, why do everybody need a computer?
Because they're too lazy to use their brain.
They're not too lazy. They're not able to use it as fast as it's capable of going. That's why they made computers. Because computers, what they do is mimic what a brain would do as far as how fast it thinks. I mean, excuse me, as far as what the conclusion of what it thinks. But what the computer don't have, which is what you and me have, is clutter. The computer don't have no clutter. Therefore, it can instantly get to the answer because all the clutter is moved out of its way when it's going to the answer. He ain't going to try to find a route. He already made it. So why are you looking for the route? This motherfucker didn't make it. The computer didn't make the route already. Come on. Let me tell you something, bro. Before the computer, you know, I was in the game. I had all my doggone phone numbers memorized. And whoever called, somebody asked somebody's number, I got it in my head. Called it right off. I started getting those phones that they was the old big ones. But they was called mobile phones, yeah. They wasn't cell phones. They was mobile phones. But those phones would save numbers. And I started saving the numbers. And man, let me tell you something. I don't know any numbers anymore. But what I'm saying is everybody is lazy. You write about too lazy. But they think they're being progressive because they're doing it so fast. But what you're doing when you use a computer, when you let Google find your shit, is you're robbing your brain from you thinking. You're just accepting what something says, even though it's probably right. But what I'm saying is think about it. If you get used to doing that, whatever the fuck you read, you damn near don't accept. I mean, you know, that's what I'm saying. You got anything else, bro?
Yeah, I do, actually.
What's that?
You personally, if you add a bitch and she acting like she don't hear you, at what point do you say, fuck this bitch?
Hey, man, let me tell you something. You guys don't understand what I be talking about when I talk about an arsenal. An arsenal is a system of conversation. Without telling you what it is, what it do is it shows you when a broad ain't following you. It shows you immediately. And it's up to you at that point to leave, or, you know, I don't necessarily leave the first time I see this. I say, you know, whatever, to see if I'm getting the right action. And if I ain't, I'm gone. But if you ain't got no arsenal, you're going to see this, and you're going to keep talking because of whatever you're thinking. And before you know it, you just spent 30 minutes talking to this dumb bitch ain't going to do nothing for you. No, man. My students, they going to know. 5 minutes. I mean, I don't even listen to that shit if it's 3 minutes long. I tell that too long, man. I ain't listening to that shit. I got 30 motherfuckers in here to listen to. I'm not listening to no 3 minutes crying at no goddamn bitch talking about how pretty she is. No, motherfucker. You come up, you greet that bitch, and then you say something intriguing about you as you say whatever the hell you saying to her. That's the first two things you do. And I'm telling you, by the time you get through the 6 to 7 things that I say to do, your ass will have action because you only go into 3, maybe 4 if you don't have no action. And you're going to know, and you ain't going to feel shit about it. Why? Because you work in your system, and your system told you what to do. System said, go. I'm leaving. Fuck you, bitch. I don't give a damn how fragile how big your titties is, how good your pussy look. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I give a fuck about what I'm saying, my mission, which is to catch. And if I can catch, you know, I got a whole bunch of conversations, hours and hours of it. But as far as catching, that shit gonna take me 3 minutes to see if I got action. Because you can't catch if you don't have no action. Now, if you got some action, you got to mold that action once you get through your arsenal. And once you get through your arsenal, you're going to kind of know this, bro, because this you're going to filter out and all that shit. She didn't tell me all kind of shit. And you just use that shit to catch that bitch. And 9 out of 10 times, and it's not about pussy. But 9 out of 10 times, if you want to, you know, bust this bitch out, you're going to get to bust her out down to the first night you with her. Because she's going to feel so cool about kicking it with you. Because you know about conversation. Well, not you, but motherfuckers in SWU, they know about conversation. I know you guys remember Mike Tyson. And they say, man, how do you knock him out so quick? He said, because I don't just punch. I punch with deadly intention. Every punch I throw has deadly intention. And that's what I'm showing these motherfuckers how to have. Everything you say got to have intentions. You can't just be talking to no goddamn bitch. Every fucking thing you say got to have intentions. And how the fuck can you do that? Unless you practice. That's what I'm saying. My shit is dope. And that's all I'm going to say on that. Hey, man, you have some good questions, bro. Put you back in, man. Hey, the only way the dude who wrote the damn book on picking up women or how to get pussy or whatever the fuck, the only way he even learned what he know is he went out and did some shit. Man, my confidence course teaches you how to gain so much courage. It's unbelievable. And using this courage correctly turns into confidence. And if you're fucking with a bitch and you don't know within 5 minutes max if you should stay or not, then you go get charged for guessing. Oh, because she gonna charge you out some drinks, a little dinner or whatever. Because you're sitting there guessing while you're talking to her. Man, come on. You can't have no fake-ass perception of this game. You know, and fuck with bras, thinking that they're going to get slick and want to get with you. Man, come on. You got to make sure you don't get into that situation by telling her during the first couple of minutes of the conversation all kind of shit about you without saying that you slick, without saying that you be getting money. You just tell her some shit that you be doing, some things, where you be going, real quick. I mean, you know, I just came from wherever you at that costs money. Let's say, I just came from looking at this goddamn car. Let's say a car. Oh, really? Yeah, I don't necessarily think I'm going to buy the motherfucker, but I like to look at shit inspire me just to get her talking. You guys got to be sharp like this and make sure you don't talk about what the fuck she want to talk about. Crazy ass motherfuckers talking about what some bitch talking about. Hey, I listen to them so I can pull shit out of what they say. But as far as, you know, listening to them, I don't even fucking listen to no motherfucking shit. I just be talking about. I just be like, while they talking, I be patting my foot, waiting for them to shut up so I can go ahead on this bus on them. I don't even concern myself with how fine a motherfucker is. Because if she ain't giving me the right action, I am gone. Motherfucker get to looking at her fast, she is lusting for her and shit. Sit there and talk to that bitch for, I don't know, whatever. Bitch don't do shit. No. To me, this kind of thing can make me a big motherfucker in my mind. You know, believe me. What I'm saying is, this is how I don't allow no woman to break me down. I don't allow it because I ain't listening to it. I ain't trying to, hold up. I'll do that. Hold up. You got me confused. Let's just cut this right here. I'm going to go. Fuck that. I ain't listening to no bullshit. That's how you catch them motherfucking bitches, I'm telling you. You tell them, bitch, hold up, I'm gone. Then you be gone. They wonder, damn, who is that? The shit I'm telling you is how you gotta motherfucking perceive yourself if you want to catch any woman you speaking to. Now, of course, you ain't going to get to bat 100. So there's going to be times you're going to catch a bitch. There's plenty of times I did. But I don't remember damn one of them. I don't remember the times I caught. I don't remember damn time I didn't catch. Shit ain't nothing. None of those misses been enough to me to remember them. Shit. Like you motherfuckers. Man, last Saturday. I'm doing the show Sunday. And this past Monday, this happened. And you saved it all this time to ask me about it on Sunday. Come on, you guys. I'm just saying, man, I don't even think about the broad I met that much. I don't think about it that much. But what I'm saying is I definitely don't think about it so much that I forget to be on my job. And my job is the jammer. You know, she uses the radio signals, and I'm supposed to be using whatever type of jamming techniques I have. I'm jamming this bitch's signals. She ain't going to get to think. She going to get to think. But she ain't going to get to outthink me. And every comment, I'm going to be real courteous. I'm going to be letting her talk. I ain't going to try to, you know, cut her off. And none of that shit. Unless she's saying some stupid shit. You know, then I cut that shit off. But if she got a point, she taking too long, I might say something. But what I'm saying is I'll listen to your point because I'm going to kill it. I am going to kill that motherfucking point. I don't give a goddamn what it is. If it's the thing that I think I should kill. I mean, that's how I am. You know, at the same time, you know, I'm mixing stuff up. I'm chivalrous. I'm very bold. You know, I'm on the polite side, but I talk hella shit. And this is a big turnover for women because she used only one of those traits being in a man. Oh, I wish he did this. Oh, he real nice, but I wish he was like this. Oh, no, he talk hella shit, but I wish he was like this. Come on, man, I got all that shit. Every day they be wishing. And I show it. God damn, I show that shit. Now, what am I saying to you? Am I telling you to be a braggart? No, I'm not. I'm telling you, you need to learn this shit so you can be as confident as you hear me being. When I talk to a woman, my mind is always on me. I don't want to look weak or hungry, so I'm constantly checking myself out to be sure of that. 707, what's up?
Hey, what's up with it, bud, man? I just got on, but I wanted you to speak on being a big game hunter. I heard about you talking about it prior in another podcast, and I just wanted to kind of get your
Wait. What do you think a big game hunter is?
A big game hunter is basically it's basically going after things where it's high stakes. You know, everything that you're doing, it got some sort of a risk to it. You know, which is a good thing.
Let me ask you something. Big game. Is big game an elephant, a tiger, or a butterfly?
It's a tiger.
Let me tell you something. What if this butterfly only was in this particular remote part of the world, and you had to get there, and you wanted to only take a picture of it because it's rare. If you get this picture, you're going to get unknown recognition, and you're going to be a hell of a motherfucker to those people that like butterflies and that kind of shit. What I'm saying is big game is whatever the fuck you're doing, trying to do it to the max. Big game does not mean big size. Big game means big goals. You know, otherwise, whatever it is you want to do, big game is doing it to the max, overboard, 150%. And then you're a big game hunter, because otherwise, that's your butterfly. He's just as dangerous to catch or get this picture because of where you got to go as he is just when you're going to take the picture of the damn tiger, and the tiger all over the world is finding all in every damn continent you can find tigers. It's all about what you think, bro. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. And right there, I thought, because I heard you talk about this fire, and I thought, you know, I already answered it right, but you was right. It's all about context, but that's what I got from it. It's all about context as far as, you know, what you're going after, and, you know, butterflies can be a big game hunting thing if, you know, the context, like how you put it.
Exactly. So, to answer your question, I had to make you see that so you can decide for yourself what the hell is big game. You know, because what's big game to me don't necessarily equate to big game to you, man. We are individuals, and we supposed to be brave enough to fucking believe what we believe. And don't give a damn. Let the chips fall where they may. I believe what I believe, bro. I'm sure you believe what you believe. But we can't be stupid. You know, we can't not critically think. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about critically thinking. We got to think things through quickly, not take no long time, but we still got to think them through. That was a good question, man.
Yeah, and just one more thing, man. And, I mean, for the past week, that's kind of what I've been really acting on. Just like when you think of your fast twitch muscle, you know, in athletes, because I was an athlete prior back in high school, and basically that's what I kind of really tap into as far as, you know, my decision-making nowadays. You know, when you kind of in the moment, it don't take long for you to understand, you know, your situation and to act on the right, you know, the right decision. You know, it shouldn't take you long, like you always talk about, bro. I'm just basically, you know, reinforcing what you're saying. But think and do it. That's all it is. Think and do
for,
it.
For sure, man. I understand it. But thank. Let me tell you something. When you thinking, when you thinking, bro, you ain't thinking about the right choice. You're thinking that see, when you're thinking about the right choice, you're taking too much time thinking. When you're thinking, you're supposed to pick right now because you know what to think. Sometimes,
and I was about to say, what's cold is, man, the right choice is just the one that be having you confident as hell. Like, that's, for me, that's what it is. I mean, like, when I think about the right choice and whatever things that I'm going after, whether that's women or just, you know, my damn career. Like, the shit that got me juiced up as far as the decision where I want to go, that's where I'm going to go. And it don't take long to figure that out. Whatever one that got you confident as hell, that's where you need to go, the decision you need to make. So, yeah.
That's it, brother. That's right. What's I love it. Right on. So, you know, the thing about me, I ain't never seen a woman who didn't, you know, realize it was they damn loss after they decided not to fuck with me. Even if she said, I don't care, when I seen her 2 years later, it was your loss. I don't care. I ain't losing because I don't fuck with you. The only way I'm losing is if missing you stop me from keeping going. I ain't going to let that happen. They always call me later any motherfucking way. They call because I just showed them that it don't matter if or when you call. Because when you call, I'm going to already be knowing what to say. And I'll act like I was just talking to you yesterday. It don't matter how long it was. Because what I'm saying is, I don't allow what a woman does or don't do dictate what I think about me. I just don't. I don't even associate it with me as far as that goes. I'm going to just be real with mine. It ain't going to be nothing fake. And I'm going to let them know where I'm coming from well off in the beginning. And as a matter of fact, that's damn near the first thing I remind her of when she do call. It's been whatever, a month and a half, whatever she called. I let her know. Shoot. Remind her what time it was when you was talking to her. And what that does is keep you from having to reestablish that. Everything makes sense if you know the secrets to how to think about it. You don't want to let her guess what you up to. You're going to tell it to her that, you know, if she's liking it, you know, she is. You keep pressing. And if she ain't, fuck her. Shit, it's that simple. I used to turn them out. I used to get them. They didn't have nothing on their man. And I know I have a conversation, you know, for whoever it is that I'm fucking with. And I'm whoever it is I'm going to meet next, already know I got a conversation for them. But she could be Betty, Barbara, Carol, Misty, Susie. I don't give a fuck who it is. I'm ready for it. And it don't have to be no certain woman. Nor does it have to be a certain race or height. You know, none of that goddamn shit. All she has to be is a woman. Right there. Right there is where you guys start fucking up. You be looking for a certain kind of woman. You don't even know who she is. You don't even know what she look like. And that, my friend, is the reason you don't never find her. You're looking for this particular one. Never mind. Now, if you was looking for the next bitch, like a real motherfucker, see, regardless of her beauty, you know, like you're supposed to, you might do better. Because most brows, they don't look as good as they look after they've been with you for a while. They gonna look better because of how happy you're making them. And it just shows. You're just supposed to know for a fact she's going to be doing and looking better after being with you. And that's how you talk. That's the way you express things. And you just understand being this way is going to transform her into a confident-ass bro. And she's going to want to be with you for a lifetime. Because you showed her some things that she have always wanted. She wanted not to be worried about this or that about her body. She wanted all this stuff you didn't pass up. It's just a serious little amount of time. She gonna want to be with you because of how you changed her mindset, how you just gave her a new kind of confidence that she can really understand because it's about her. It's not about some other bitch and how she looks like she thinks. That's what she thinks about. Man, I wish I looked like Katie over there. Katie got a nice figure. Bitch, wishing ain't going to get you nothing. So if I hear you wishing again, I'm going to drop you over there with Katie. I don't want to hear that shit. Well, you know, when you catch them, they can be plain James. And in a city full of women who know how to dick tease a motherfucking shit because of how fine they are. And she's going to be, you know, thinking that way about her. I can't do that. I'm playing James, blah, blah, blah. But she be with you a week or two, and she going to be thinking of herself that she's the woman that all the square-ass women be pretending to be. And she going to feel she owes it all to you. This is how you catch. Man, you put work in. You don't just, well, why don't you get some of this game that's in my goddamn course, fellas? is there for you. How come you're sitting out there listening to all this golden game and not trying to tear down the goddamn walls that's confining your ass? That's what this information is going to do. It's going to free you. So you out there fucking chains. My motherfucking shit is for the taking. And the goddamn shit works. It works wonders. Whoever uses the techniques in it. Damn. I'd be sharing so much game. You know, in the course, in these doggone blogs, in my videos, in anything I write on Facebook, I don't be trying to hide it, fellas. I'm telling you, there's hella ways you can listen to me spit. I just spit it at you as raw as it comes. And sometimes you just don't receive it. You dodge it as if you think it's a game of dodgeball. I'm showing you how to use the ADPs, always be playing, to the fullest. You just better embrace what I be spitting at you if you ever want to get ahead in the field of, you know, recognizing when you have action. And just for your information, the reason you design your conversation, so when you say something, you already know, you know, you have an idea of what the response is going to be, and you kind of know what to expect. And knowing that shit, well, I ain't going to go into all that because that's a little too much. That's a little too much. Just remember, I didn't say different things to a motherfucking bitch. Her response, everything she's been responding has already told me what to say to her. It's already let me know that I can have it. And then, you know what I'm going to do? Shit. I'm going to tell that bitch I got to go. You know, I mean, I ain't telling her that because I'm going to leave. I'm telling her that because I know how to catch. I can tell she really liked me and shit by the way she responded to me, so I got to go. And I know you want to know why you can do something like that. Because when you have action, you're supposed to jump on it, right? Yeah, that's what you motherfuckers just want some pussy. I told you, you need to be a man with a mission when you speak with a goddamn woman. Now, I know things to say that's going to not directly ask her to come with me to be my hoe. But shit. Things I say gonna tell her that that's the kind of dude I am, you know, and, you know, she would be crazy to think I would fuck with her, you know, any other kind of intentions. So, I'm just saying, when I tell her I'm leaving, she's gonna either say, don't leave, which is what they always say, or do you have to go now? Something like that. Well, baby, you know, I told you I was busy, but look, take my car. Call me an hour and a half. I'll rush what I'm doing, and maybe we could hook up and, you know, do something. Take a ride or something. Then the bitch gonna call. I don't give a fuck if she don't, but she gonna call. Period. She can just feel it in me because of the way I carry myself. She can see. She can see, you know, what I need from her. At this point, is she either say, hey, don't go, some kind of way. And what I'm saying is, you know, if she do that, that's telling me that I really put my hand down properly. And I say, well, are you sure, baby? Because I really got some things to do. Maybe you want to come with me, you know. And she's going to say, yeah. You ain't going to bring me back? Hell, you ain't going to bring me back. Why would I want to kidnap your big old head? These motherfuckers don't know nothing about how to catch, man. I'm just saying, you guys, if you really want to know how to catch, you got to have a plan. And you got to stick to it, and you got to put that motherfucker down just the way it's supposed to be put down. I know my ABCs. I know. So I say, I sound as cordial as I possibly can, you know, and I just tell her some kind of teasing thing that, you know, I would let you come with me, but you know, we would look like you was, you know, right with a brother like me. Hey, and she gonna say, yeah. She's intrigued. And I know how to make her come. But she gonna come and we gonna kick it. Now, if there's some hesitation on her part, you know, I'll just, you know, let her know that I just, shit, I ain't really tripping, just call me. You know, and I'm gone. I don't try to press the issue after I gave her nothing. You don't either. Be cool, come good, turn away and walk off. You ain't trying to sell her after you give her the number. Knucklehead, motherfucking bitch, you call or not, I don't care. You see, if you want a strong woman, you know, you want a woman that, you know, when she decides she likes you, she going to do or die for you. You know, you have to do some things to make her want to be with you and not just capture her heart. You know, that's all you guys do, make them like you. No, man, you got to make them have a deep going respect for you. And if you have that, believe me, she gonna be with you. Once I get into my car, you know, the way I didn't, you know, got them there, I almost don't even have to talk. But I do. And I know what I'm gonna, you know, say is gonna tighten, you know, my little catch hand up. But the thing is, and I'm not excited about it. I'm not going overboard in my excitement. You know, the big thing, you know, about having game. We just spoke in general about, you know, what to do and say to a woman that you want. But if you want the real inside combo and, you know, what it means, you need to, you know, fuck with some of these MP3s I got, the course, SWU. You need to fuck with some, you know. But you motherfuckers who consider yourself working Joes, you know, the ABCs, the 1, 2, 3 aspects from the intro to what to say, you know what I'm saying, to introducing yourself. You know, you motherfuckers think y'all slick. You know, I got the mentality that you got to have to be hard, you know, but not, you know, uncaring. But you just got to be tough to be out there. So I'm going to end this show. And with a warning. From now, we going to go into some deep territory because I'm going to be trying to show the sense, you know, scientifically, than what the fuck I be saying. So, you know, you better be sure that you want to continue to listen every Sunday because this is a real warning. I will be putting dope out. I don't want none of y'all to get hooked. I'm going to be delivering dope to your doorstep. And you might just become hooked on me. Well, not me, but the shit I say. All right, you guys. I love it.